Hello, everybody. Dr. Lonnie Stewart here from the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. Are you a physical therapy student about to start studying for the National Physical Therapy Examination? Or maybe you're a professor, a program director, or a clinical instructor who teaches DPT students preparing for the NPTE? Either way, we would recommend checking out our sponsor, NPTE Final Frontier, and the community they've built around preparing for and succeeding on the NPTE. That exam and the preparation that goes along with it can be long, tedious, difficult, and stress-inducing, but it doesn't have to be. NPTE Final Frontier has the tactics and resources to help address all of the usual barriers. They even have scholarships to help with NPTE study courses, FSBPT registration fees, and even research opportunities. And if that's not enough, they're even donating to the very first annual HET Podcast Scholarship to be awarded at the end of every year. Go to npteff.com for all of the details and use code HET for 10% off all purchases. Links to both the NPTE Final Frontier and their scholarship options are available in the show notes. And now, let's get ready to learn.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of the Healthcare Education Transformation Podcast. This is a Teach Me Something Tuesday episode that will start off a three-part mini-series on student engagement. So the big main overlying topic here is student engagement, how to increase it, how to get the most out of it. But it's going to be broken down into three mini episodes because I feel like there's three very different things that you can do to increase student engagement and see some other benefits in your overall teaching and learning experiences. So today, the first of the three episodes is really kind of subtitled being upfront about your social identity. So this is kind of a tough one as we make a transition into older generations kind of on their way out, getting ready to retire, and newer generations kind of coming up and stepping up into new positions, transitioning into academia after a decade or more of clinical work, and some of the newer younger generations that have dealt with things like social media and technology right out of the gates from the get-go. One of the things that I like to tell my students in particular about, you know, social media and brand and your reputation is really just that's what your reputation is, right? Your reputation, it used to be just how you held yourself, how you interacted with people and how they felt about you. Nowadays, your brand is really your reputation. So everything and anything that you put out there on the internet or that other people put out there, in addition to all those other things like how you interact, how you act when nobody's watching, what people say about you when you're not there, right? That is all a part of your brand, aka your reputation. And so it's super important when you're posting things on the internet, when you're interacting with people, both in person and over the internet, that you're being authentic. You're showing the world who you are, highs and lows, ups and downs, goods and bads. You don't have to overshare, right? You don't have to share too much. Everybody has a comfort level in how much they should share, and that's totally fine. But the one thing you have to be is authentic. You have to be who you truly are or show who you are truly trying to become and the transformation and the pathway to getting there. Share that out there. Stand for something. Because we know that who we are really impacts what we believe and vice versa. Our core values, our mission statement, all the things that we believe in and who we are, that affects who we become and how we hold ourselves and how we can interact with people and how we do it. My social identity is pretty much an open book. I tell my story over and over and over again because I feel it's important for context a little bit, but also for people just to know that, hey, I'm human. I'm going through things. I'm doing the best I can. And if I can do it, honestly, you can do it too. I identify as a white male, heterosexual. I am a physical therapist. I'm a dad. I am a husband. I've been practicing for 15 plus years. New to the world of academia, I say that, but it's really three going on my fourth year now. Fifth, if we kind of include some adjuncting. These make up who I am and what I believe in and how I act, right? And things I do. And again, I try to keep a calm, level head about things. I try to always act professional and be the consummate professional. But I like to joke around and have fun and not take myself too seriously either. And I think the amount of personal information you share with your students and how you share it can really have an impact and really be essential in remaining authentic, not only with the world, but with your patients and with your students. You know, I think that's super important for people to see who you are. And so I think, you know, having that willingness to be vulnerable and to share yourself, your true self and your story with people, your day to day, I think that really goes a long way with making those connections. And it can really help open the conversations, right? Start hard and awkward conversations. I know for a long time, I told my students, like, you know, if it's a quiet class, if it's kind of just drab and boring and I'm not hearing anything, we're not getting any interaction, I'll just start telling some of my old stories from real life. Some of the stories that I have are real world stories from my clinical days, and they're wild. I mean, some of them are nuts. Some of the stuff that I've seen in my 15, 16 years, and I'm sure a lot of you have stories like that as well, right? Share those stories. Tell them, hey, this is the textbook and that's the gold standard. However, most of your patients aren't going to be textbook and gold standard. Here's a story I'd like to illustrate that point, right? So just being upfront again about who you are. I always tell my students, you know, I'm a Mets fan, I'm a Giants fan, Knicks fan, Islanders fan, and they've been terrible for decades. So it's been tough for me and my sports teams, right? But it builds character, right? It builds loyalty. And unfortunately for my kids, I'm bringing them up the same way. So hopefully they'll learn some character and some loyalty. But, you know, I share, you know, my upbringing, I share my failures, you know, especially the NPTE exam and my dissertation, how difficult those were for me to overcome, make mistakes all the time and learning. I don't know everything. I have to look things up. But, you know, here's who I am, right? I'm a business owner. I'm a professor. I'm a physical therapist. I'm looking to help people. I had a rough ride, you know, with my student loan debt, and I felt that it was not fair to my family to have the same student loan debt put on them when I made the decisions to do these things. So I started a business trying to help students and new grads figure out how to navigate this student loan debt crisis by really starting a side business, right? And growing that and scaling that as much as possible. So that, you know, that's who I am. That's what I put out there. That's the kind of content I create. I'm super into healthcare education and business education and where those roads intersect. And that's just kind of my passion, what I love doing, what I love talking about, what I love teaching on. And I hope that that kind of shines through and really, you know, shows that's who I am. That's my personality. And that's my social identity. So hopefully students will get to know me. They'll feel comfortable in opening up and we'll have some good stories and share some good experiences. Because that's what it's all about. Sitting there in silence, listening to me lecture is not going to get the job done. We got to have deep, meaningful connections and interactions. And so if you really want to increase student engagement, again, my first step is always trying to educate them and be upfront and open about my social identity and who I am and what I believe in. And I hope that they'll feel comfortable sharing that too. And again, I've seen the more I open up, the more I tell stories, the more I'm authentic. Students resonate with that and they tend to open up and there's more student engagement there. So I hope that was helpful. I hope that'll, you know, kind of bring you out of your shell a little bit and sharing your social identity and opening that early on in your semesters and your interactions with your students. And hopefully that'll be one of the first steps to increasing student engagement. Hope that helped and we will see you on the next one. Well, I hope that episode was entertaining as much as it was informational and educational. If you enjoyed this episode or any of our past episodes, we ask you to please subscribe to the podcast and leave us a rating and review. And please share out the episodes to those who you feel may be able to benefit from them. We also urge you to follow us on all social media platforms at HET Podcast and let us know what topics or experts you would like to hear from in future episodes. And just as a reminder, none of the information on today's show should be considered medical advice. It's simply infotainment or edutainment to help educate our audience. For medical advice, we always advise you to reach out to your preferred medical professionals, and we'll see you on the next show.